Warning! The following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Mile High Sports Radio, the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz. Hello, everybody.
The number one Disney movie of the 90s was, they said, this random place says it was, you know that one.
I was picking my nose.
You can pick your friends. You can't pick your friends. You can't pick your nose. You can pick your whatever. As Socrates.
They said it was Beauty and the Beast. I didn't see it.
Yeah, Beauty and the Beast was number one. Lion King, number two.
It was okay.
Mulan, number three.
Didn't see it.
Mulan's better.
Didn't see it. But I would say 90% of those movies you read off during the break.
You didn't see a Goofy movie?
I didn't see it, no.
The 90s is kind of a, like...
I don't know. I mean, it sounds like a lot of those.
Well, you know what's so interesting about that?
What?
Oh, no, I'll wait.
I feel like Chi-Chi is kind of with me. Like,
it just doesn't matter. I'm still going to tell you the statistic about Disney's movie.
Tell me about Disney stuff. I will. Tell me about Disney.
Did you know that Disney thought very highly of Pocahontas and put all their best artists on Pocahontas the movie?
Okay.
Then Lion King came along, and basically they used the B and C team for Lion King.
Okay.
And Lion King... at the box office and everywhere, crushed Pocahontas.
It's never been about the animation. It's about the story. If the story's better, people are going to want to see a better story.
Never tell that to an animator.
Well, I understand that, but the writers are the ones that matter. If you don't have anything good to animate, then you're just animating really
Aladdin
cool.
was three.
No, I did see Aladdin. I liked Aladdin. Aladdin was good. It was, you know, it was funny. I've never been a huge, like, I'm pretty selective. Like, my favorite animated movie of all time is The Incredibles.
Great movie. Loved not Disney. Movie.
Yeah, I know. I don't have kids, so I don't watch a lot of.
You should. There's a lot to like about comedy. I mean,
animated
draws,
movies.
The dry movies.
Animated movies?
Yeah, those.
Yeah. I never went and saw any of those. Saw Aladdin.
Yep.
Saw
Beauty and the Beast.
No.
Lion King.
I did see Lion King, and I was like, okay.
Lion King was the first time I was ever profiled as an adult.
Okay.
I went to see Lion King.
Yeah.
And so I sat in the corner because it was like a matinee.
Yeah.
And there were all these kids, and then I noticed. I looked around, and there were like there'd be like a group of kids, and then there'd be the parent sitting next to me.
Sure.
Parent in front. I'm like,
well, see, listen.
Just it's raining out. That's why I'm wearing the trench coat.
Guy by himself going
yes,
to see
totally
Lion King
get
in the
it.
Middle of the afternoon. That's sketchy.
So I looked at the parents. I'm like, don't worry, I'm not a threat. They didn't seem to believe
me. Yeah, I doubt they would believe you. There's just a lot of those movies I didn't see. I didn't see a lot of movies in the 90s that I'm now having to catch up on through cable and
the program?
Amazon. And the what?
The program?
Nope, never saw the program.
Omar Epps, baby.
Yep, didn't see it. There were, like I said, a lot of movies I did not see. I used to go to the movies once a week when I was growing up.
Omar Epps
high school,
be the most underrated black actor in history.
No.
Most underrated.
Nope.
Who's bigger?
Who's bigger?
Who's more underrated than Omar Epps?
The guy from The Crying Game.
Forrest Whitaker?
Yeah.
Everybody loves Forrest Whitaker.
I don't know. I love him.
He
I
did do that
great.
Scientology movie.
Oh, yeah. Battlefield Earth or whatever. That
yes.
Was, God, that was awful. That was terrible.
I kind of like that one.
Okay.
Because Scientology is my master, and my master is Scientology.
That's not
really.
Movie. All right.
Barry Pepper.
Jamal Charles.
Best ever.
You keep talking
movies. Best running back ever.
Okay. Jamal Charles.
Best running back ever.
You said that they showed a stat during the game.
Yes.
And I remember it now, that over the course of his, what, 10 or 11-year career or however long he's been playing, which has been a long time. It's not like it's a two-year or three-year deal. But he has the most yards per carry of anyone ever in the history of the National Football League.
Yeah, so of everybody who has rushed, so per yard or per carry.
Per carry.
So he is number one all-time in rush by carry.
Yards per carry.
Yards per carry.
Yeah, I just said that. He's number one all-time in yards per carry.
Better than Jim Brown.
Yeah.
Better than Thurman Thomas. Better than Barry Sanders. Better than Emmitt Smith. Better than, I mean, when you're number one in something.
Than Sweetness.
That's career. Yeah. Sweetness. Earl Campbell. Bo Jackson.
Yeah. He's got the best stats, yards per carry, of anybody. Eric Dickerson. And when I saw that, I was actually really surprised. I was shocked, actually. And I thought, okay, this seems weird. How did I not know this?
So like, Jamal Charles is number one. Jim Brown, number two. Barry Sanders, three. Gale Sayers, four. Joe Perry, is that Refrigerator Perry? No, that's not.
No, that's
not. 1948. Paul Lowe, Robert Smith, actually is surprising.
That is surprising.
Adrian Peterson is number 10. In rushes per carry.
Wow.
Greg Pruitt is in there.
Here's what
Lenny Moore is in there.
Here's
Paul Lowe
what
is in
I
there.
Liked about Jamal Charles that I never really paid attention to while he was with Kansas City, because when I was watching Broncos versus Kansas City, I'm not watching Jamal Charles unless he's got the ball. But not only did he look really good on Saturday.
And then he tweaked his knee a little bit. And
actually, they called him in for a concussion.
I know, but still,
I don't know that it was his knee.
No, but I think that was. Well, I think it was.
I think it was
the knee, but it was in his head. That's where he got the concussion from, because his head was like, "Oh my god, my knee!" And that was where he got the concussion from. Because that's what I was thinking. I was like, he was thinking, "Oh my god, my knee. Is it okay?"
His knee was fine.
It looked fine, but that is the.
He didn't tweak his knee.
I understand that, but I'm telling you that that's the type of play that gives a running back confidence about their knee.
Yeah.
When that happens and
think happened? Like nothing happened on that play.
No, but because it looked to me like when he planted and he went down a little low and it looked like his knee kind of wobbled, and at first it looked like a knee injury, like a tweak.
But he took it
and he actually ran or two or three more yards, and I bet he was like, "Oh, that's the one." And now I bet he's going to be even more confident. By the way, 6.8 yards per carry in the game.
Yeah, doing what he does. But the biggest thing that he's going to bring to this team is his ability to pick up the blitz. He laid out some good blocks, which we're going to need given the crappiness of our quarterback. Plus, he can actually catch the ball out of the backfield. And since we don't have a slot receiver, we need that element.
I'm going to get a T-shirt for you of just Trevor Siemian dressed up like a monkey, throwing poo right in your direction, because that's exactly what you see.
Yeah.
It's Darren Copeland.
It is.
More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.